Hey everyone, my name is Seja, and you're listening to the last episode of Seja Speaks. So in this episode, I'm just going to recap some of the practical things I learned from this semester-long endeavor. First, I'll talk about what I learned about religion. Coming into this, I had made a lot of assumptions about other religions based off of my own experiences. I tried to fit my understandings of Christianity and Judaism through the framework of understanding I already had for Islam. It took me a while to understand that I can't fit everything into what I already know, and that I would have to deconstruct what I know and start building foundations again. This really helped me open my eyes and realize why people of different religions don't always understand each other's beliefs, and trying to take down any and all preconceived notions and start from scratch to make unbiased and objective research is really difficult. And just getting to that point where I can start my understanding over took a lot of time. I learned this mainly when I was studying the prophets, because it was then that I realized that when I say prophet as a Muslim, I mean something completely different than when someone says prophet as a Christian or a Jew. I also learned, and I'm still learning, how to use tact in my language, how to be tactful when it comes to this kind of stuff. Sometimes I may say something offensive or inaccurate, but it's not because I mean it, I just don't know that's what I'm doing. I'm still learning, and I find that it's quite difficult. Going through these struggles also helps me be a lot more open with people. We shouldn't be offended when people ask us questions about our religion that may come off as naive or offensive. As long as the asker is sincere and is sincerely looking for an answer, it's a beautiful thing to be open-minded and accepting. Through this process of research, I learned that a lot of your goals don't come to fruition. The question you come in with may not be the question you answer, because you discover a lot on your journey to your answer. I also learned that research is not a linear activity. You go in circles, you backtrack a lot. Square one is a place it seems like I was at too often. But looking back, I was never back at square one again. I learned so much from my failures that when I started over at a new place, I had so much background knowledge and fresh eyes, so I was able to go about my research in a more fruitful way. Research is kind of like trial and error. The more trials you make, the less likely you are to make an error, and the more likely you are to strike gold. I also learned that when it comes to subjects of religion and history, there's almost never such a thing as a definitive or conclusive answer. I think that for me, there is a definitive truth, but it's not something that can be academically conclusive. This was for me as much an academic endeavor as it was a personal journey in seeking the truth, and I really grew a lot from this experience. I learned a lot in trying to record my thoughts. Before beginning the podcast series, my thoughts and findings were not organized at all. I had to learn how to organize them, how to write outlines and drafts, how to write scripts that didn't sound like didactic essays, and I spent hours recording and deleting and re-recording and deleting again until I finally got it right, and then I spent an equal amount of time sawing away at the audio files, taking out all the and silences. I really shouldn't have been surprised by how much time had to go into making a 5-minute long podcast. I should have been used to the surprises by now, but I still was. I think that just might be my really skewed abilities to estimate time, but that's just a me problem. Another thing I wasn't totally anticipating was getting used to the sound of my own voice recorded, and that's why, although episode 1 is one of the shortest episodes, it took me the longest to make. Overall, this was a very enriching experience for me, and I'm very glad I embarked on it. Before I end, I want to make sure that everyone that helped me along the way gets the due thanks that they deserve. First and foremost, I want to thank Dr. Libby Hempel, my capstone advisor, for being the best advisor anyone could ask for. She was there for me, guiding me along through every step, especially when I got too far along on a tangent or when I was bogged down by confusing and unnecessary details. Without her, honestly, I don't know where this project would be. I also want to thank Sheikh Arafat, my local sheikh, who put up with me asking too many stupid questions, and Lynn Meyer for spending hours with me hashing out details. Honestly, I gained so much from both of them, and without them, I would be stuck with the internet, and we all know how great the internet is when it comes to religion. And of course, obviously, my parents and my family for being patient with me when I asked for their opinion. I mean, sometimes I would just go up to my dad and bounce ideas off of him, ask them questions, bothering them a lot. And I'd really like to thank them for keeping me fed and happy throughout this whole process. And I want to thank you, dear listener, if you're still listening, for taking time to hear me out. So this is it. I'm Seja, signing off. And you're listening to the last episode of Seja Speaks.